this planet is going to survive for an unimaginably long time into the future. The future of the planet is, we could say, and I certainly would say, for all practical purposes, guaranteed. It was here an awful long time before humans got here. It was here an awful lot of time before jellyfish got here, an awful long time before amoebas got here. It was around before human and animal civilization and grass and trees and vegetation. All of those things came relatively recently, is my understanding. When Greta Thunberg was out in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean heading for Lisbon, she came up with a phrase which I've just discovered: drastic sufficient action. Now this, for all I know, may be a catch cry of the Extinction Rebellion movement. It may have been used by her from the very beginning, but it never got to me until this morning. Drastic. And you know, the word drastic is a word that is appropriate for a crisis. You have to take drastic action when the Titanic is sinking. You can't just go around the place suggesting to people that it would be a good idea that they would go back to their cabin, change their clothes, and prepare themselves for the afternoon sailing of the lifeboat. Drastic. Sufficient. We all know things that we can do that will help the future of planet Earth. Some people would even say that it would be a good idea if I stopped driving this car. Some other people will say, if only I'd put that particular bit of plastic in the right container instead of making a mistake and putting it into that container, the planet would be better off. But is any of the actions that I take myself sufficient? No. Is any of the actions that are going to be taken by the Irish government sufficient? No. So where on earth is sufficient action going to come from? Well, you know, the implications are that if you can't take sufficient action, your government can't take sufficient action. It has to be done on an international sufficient action basis. What are the chances that humanity is going to take sufficient? So what's the other word? Drastic, sufficient, action. Well, it is an action if I sit here and I think about it. Yes, I'm getting the brain cells to go in a certain direction. That is indeed an action, if that's what I choose to mean by the word action. It's an action if my government, your government, everyone's government decides, let's set some targets. They have a big schmuzzle of a discussion and argument, and it gets on all the papers, gets on the TV, gets on Twitter, gets on all the social media, that we need a target. And yes, we've got a target for 2050, we got one for 2045, we got one for 2040, and I'll bore the pants off you if I keep going like that. But sitting around coming up with a plan is action. Oh yes. The great thing is that we could have discussions about what action we're going to take for the next 30 years. Would that be sufficient and effective action? Of course, I know what you think. There we are. Drastic, sufficient action. DSA. DSA. Is anyone using the hashtag? You gotta take DSA. That's why I'm getting in touch with you, so that we might collaborate across boundaries and take DSA. Otherwise, we're just all voices howling in the wind. Until the cows come home. Until the cows come home. Until the cows come home, Jamish. This is Paul O'Mahony in Cork, Ireland. This is episode 4 of 20 episodes entitled The Future of Planet Earth. Thank you very much for listening. Please send this on to somebody else so that they can listen to it as well.